This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chuku. The Union Cabinet has approved the Prime Minister Dhania Krishi Yojana to enhance agricultural productivity. The scheme aims to increase crop diversification and sustainable agricultural practices, augment post-harvest storage, improve irrigation facilities, and facilitate the availability of credit. Briefing media in New Delhi today after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said 100 districts will be identified in the country under the scheme, which will be based on three key indicators: low productivity, low cropping intensity, and less credit disbursement. The government has convened an all-party meeting on Sunday ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament beginning on Monday. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure a smooth functioning of both houses of Parliament. The monsoon session will be held from the 21st of this month to the 21st of next month. During the session, several important legislation are scheduled to be taken up for discussion and passage. The Department of Financial Services, Ministry of Finance, launched a three-month nationwide saturation campaign effective from 1st July 2025 to 30th September 2025 to bolster the outreach of flagship schemes. Within 2 weeks since the launch of the campaign, a total of 43,447 camps have been conducted across various districts to facilitate beneficiary enrollment under key schemes and promote financial literacy. The campaign seeks to achieve comprehensive coverage across all gram panchayats and urban local bodies, ensuring that every eligible citizen is able to avail the intended benefits of this scheme. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, retired, has condoled the passing away of former member of Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Commission, Morgan Arthur. The governor said that in Arthur's demise, Arunachal Pradesh, particularly the Galo community, has lost a revered figure, a social and cultural steward. The governor further added that his contributions to the growth and governance of Arunachal Pradesh, especially during his tenure as Labour Commissioner and APPSC member, have left a lasting impact. The first ever multi-hazard mock drill for hydroelectric project and its downstream areas was conducted at the Pare Hydroelectric Project today. The large-scale simulation was a joint effort of the District Disaster Management Authority, National Disaster Management Authority and NEEPCO in coordination with the National Disaster Response Force. At each site, the NDRF search and rescue teams conducted live demonstrations of emergency response, including victim rescue, triage and coordination. The event saw enthusiastic participation from the APDA Mitras, National Service Scheme volunteers and members from the local community. The first ever trout angling competition is scheduled to be held at the Yargyap Chu River in Machuca on 16th August next. Sharing the news in a social media post today, Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main said that the competition presents a brilliant opportunity for adventure and angling enthusiastic to connect with nature in one of the Arunachal's most enhancing and enchanting landscape. Main further added that the initiative marks a step toward promoting sustainable ecotourism and highlighting the rich natural heritage of the state. In a significant step towards the successful execution of the Tawang International Marathon 2025, a joint coordination meeting was held in Tawang today. The meeting aimed at ensuring a meticulously planned and well-coordinated marathon experience for all participants and spectators. Key highlights of the meeting included a collective decision to intensify public outreach and promotional activities across digital and traditional platforms. Deputy Commissioner Namgyel Angmo, the Indian Army's Tawang Brigade, led by Brigadier Bhupal Singh, along with the organizing partner, joined the meeting. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.